All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
That's right. Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Rain or shine, wind or snow, doesn't matter. The show will go on. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening and for being the reason that we do this. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell's off today, but the Duke, Robert DeCoz, is in master control, and we have another star-studded, fantastic show for you today. Golf is booming thanks to leadership and dedication of lots of good people and some great organizations, such as the United States Golf Association, to ensure that golf stays healthy and booming. The USGA will be investing $30 million over the next 15 years to help courses reduce water usage by some 45% while still maintaining the best possible playing conditions. One of the people leading that effort is Dr. Cole Thompson with the USGA's Greens section. He joins us on the show today. Are you looking to hold a fundraiser for your favorite charity? Maybe you're thinking about an auction, a car show, a concert, or a celebrity golf tournament. Well, you need to contact the Pro Players Association. It's a Colorado-based nonprofit organization that raises money for charitable causes. Its owner, president, and CEO, Gary Adler, a good friend, back with us today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217 and the Sirius XM app. You can also listen, if you're a subscriber, anytime, anywhere, any place on the SXM app. Tee to Green also streamed live at sportsbyline.com every Sunday morning. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up. Talking golf with Dr. Cole Thompson of the USGA. Next, right here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. That means you can get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of your Superstart battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstart batteries, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring has sprung, and so have the deals at Kohl's Spring Savings Event. I just got a comfy tee for just $7.99, a cute swimsuit for $19.99, 40% off patio furniture from my backyard, and so much more. So don't wait. These deals are too good to miss. Hurry over to Kohl's to save big on warm weather essentials during their Spring Savings Event today. Select styles. Offers end March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
News, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday right here on TD Green, the golf show. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is in master control. Co-host Debbie O'Connell is off today. If spring has sprung. It's getting warmer. Golf courses everywhere getting busier, and we hope you got a chance or do get a chance to get out and play some this past week or this upcoming week. Later in the show, the man behind the Pro Players Association will be joining us, Gary Adler, back on the show, Pro Players Association. Based here in Colorado, a nonprofit organization that raises money for charitable causes. One of the things they do is they host a lot of celebrity charity golf tournaments. We'll be talking to him about that and their schedule and what he's planning for 2025. Our first guest is teed up and ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line. Golf courses need water. Recently, the United States Golf Association came out with a water conservation playbook to help the golf industry. Golf courses account for 1.3% of irrigation water use in the U.S. every year. Total golf course water use has dropped by nearly 30% since 2005, mostly due to improved irrigation practices. Continuing to push for water conservation in golf will require the collaboration between superintendents, researchers, regulators, golfers, and communities. That's one of the reasons why the USGA has come out with the Water Conservation Playbook. One of the guys who helped to author that playbook, joining us on the show right now, first-time guest, Dr. Cole Thompson, the Director of Research for the USGA Green Section and the leader of the 15-30-45 initiative. Dr. Thompson, welcome to the show today. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Tell us what the USGA Green Section is before we get into talking about all the playbook and all the water conservation efforts. You work with the USGA Green Section. What is that?
Yeah, so the USGA Green Section is a department within the USGA that was founded in 1920 under the auspices of improving turf conditions on golf courses. Around that time in the U.S., you know, a lot of golf courses were being built, some of the first golf courses, and people were experiencing challenges. And so the golf course owners and architects were reaching out to the USGA, and the USGA reached out to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, actually, looking for help on turf management. And so in cooperation with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USGA founded the Green Section in 1920, and our mission for the last 100-plus years has been, you know, better turf for better golf at lower cost. And so that includes what I do, advancing research to improve golf course sustainability and optimize that with playing conditions. That includes our education program, who shares the things that we learn through research and through our other work with a free publication twice a month and other educational materials. That includes numerous agronomists stationed throughout the U.S. that visit hundreds of golf courses every year. That's their day to day, helping them with problems. And that recently includes our tools team, which are developing things like, you know, if you go way back, the stent meter, but today, you know, the GS3 smart golf ball to monitor playing surfaces, which then, in my world, through research, allows us to find the points of diminishing returns for what we need in terms of resources to provide and quantify what an optimum putting experience is for a golf course. So it includes all of those things, and we're sort of always trying to grow and look for the next way to help golf courses.
Did the USGA recruit you to do this work, or how did it come about? How did your involvement come about?
Yeah, so I actually started my career as an assistant golf course superintendent. I studied at Kansas State University, and being a golf course superintendent was my goal. I really came to appreciate, I actually did a USGA internship and got to visit some golf courses in the Chicago area with a consulting agronomist. And through that and through the other experiences I had at K-State, I really came to appreciate and want to better understand the science that goes into managing a golf course. And so because of that, I pursued graduate education. I got a master's degree and a PhD. Focused on turf for the course. And then I worked as a faculty member at a couple of universities conducting research. I got some grants from the USGA. So I was always very familiar with the USGA and the green section just because I grew up as a golfer and then, of course, through my professional pursuits. And then around the time that I was actually at the University of Nebraska in 2017 and the USGA was recruiting for an assistant director of research. And I thought, you know, I know the gentleman, Mike Kenna, my predecessor, Dr. Kenna, have been doing this job for 30-some years. And so the chance to work with him and learn from him about the green section and the research we've conducted, and that's an opportunity that's not going to come up very often. So I threw my name in the hat and was ultimately offered the position, and that's been, hard to believe, that's been 8 years ago.
I mentioned the 15-30-45 initiative that you are the leader of. Is that part of the water conservation program, or is that something entirely different?
Yeah, no, that is. So I always like to characterize it this way. We have, you know, if you go back to the very beginning of the green section, we were talking about using water responsibly, both in terms of how much does grass need for growth, and also, you know, how do you balance that in terms of playability? Because you might irrigate differently based on what exactly you're trying to do. And so, you know, as we've already discussed, we've done lots of basic, fundamental, and applied research over the years to try to help people understand how much water the different grasses on golf courses require. But something that is challenging for any scientific field is to get those best practices that you develop in research and actually get them translated to industry in a way that that they're easy to digest and easy to use. And so that's not to say that golf course superintendents don't do a great job. They do. They use much of, you know, they're all very educated individuals in this day and age, and many have 4-year advanced degrees. And so they do a great job, but there still are these bits of research that are just hard to sink your teeth into and use without getting some experience with it. And it can sometimes take a pretty significant time and monetary investment to adopt a new strategy. And so, you know, we decided with the 15-30-45 initiative to bridge that technology adoption gap, or to try to. And so the whole auspices of 15-30-45 were a committed investment of $15 million over the next 30 years to hopefully provide ways for golf courses to reduce their water use by up to 45%. And we believe that that is attainable with strategies that are already available, and we just need to get them in better use. So our goal is to essentially demonstrate these practices that we think work, that we think are proven water conservation strategies, but work with golf courses and show what they can do in terms of what it takes to implement the technology or strategy in terms of time and cost, and then how much water it can save so that it's a little easier to appreciate their challenges and benefits in a real-world situation. So that's 15, 30, 45, and then the first kind of outcome from that or output from that and the manifestation of all that work is supposed to be this water conservation playbook where we summarize how you might endeavor to adopt any one of these strategies. And then through our work with golf courses, we're building in these case studies as really proof points, proof of concept to again, define not just how to do it, but what it's meant for golf courses that have decided to take on the challenge.
Yeah, mentioned that in the last 20 years, total golf course water usage has declined by nearly 30%, which is great. Why not, Dr. Thompson, why not just take the win right there and stop and just, you know, go with that success?
You know, it's a great question, and it's a fair question, and it's one that, you know, many in the industry have asked us. Like, it's always good to try to do better, but we've already done a lot, and when is enough enough? And really, from where we sit in the green section and in 15, 30, 45, our goal is really to try to get our arms around what is the reasonable amount of water that it takes to provide a golf course in different regions of the U.S. Because if we constantly take this stance of challenging with add-on and add-on reductions, you know, like you said, we can sit and rest on our laurels and say, well, we've already got the win, or we can challenge ourselves to the point where, you know, we're claiming we don't need water, which obviously is not accurate. So I think a lot of the story of the last, you know, 15 years in terms of seeing golf courses use less water is that there's just this awareness that the industry, you know, put a line in the sand and said, this is important. We want to start tracking this and have data. And if you look at the environmental profile reports from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America that show that reduction you talk about, you know, we see many types of management practices that the golf courses have used that can confer water savings. But I think the real value in that work has been, again, just raising awareness and making an attempt to document this is how much water we think we're using. And then I think just by doing that, people start to pay attention. You know, the education means a little bit more. And then you start to show progress over time. And so while that is a win, I would sort of argue that the major win has been just that we're having this conversation more and more and that we're open to the idea that we can continue to do better.
The United States Golf Association, the USGA, recently released its water conservation playbook to the golf industry to help provide golf courses with tools and techniques to more efficiently manage water utilization. Dr. Cole Thompson is from the USGA's Green Section. He's the director of research, and he was one of the guys who helped to spearhead the playbook and to author the Water Conservation Playbook. He's going to do another segment with this. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back, and we'll continue visiting with Dr. Cole Thompson from the USGA, our first guest today right here on Tee to Green. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
It's destination listening for dedicated golfers. Search no further. You found it. It's TD Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie on a Sunday. Our guests today coming up later in the hour. We'll be talking to Gary Adler with the Pro Players Association. We continue right now with Dr. Cole Thompson. He's with the USGA, Director of Research for the USGA's Green Section. The United States Golf Association recently released its water conservation playbook for the golf industry. The book combines the green section's 100-plus years of expertise in agronomy research with working knowledge of superintendents, architects, and course maintenance workers to give golf course operators tips and insight to improve decision-making at every level while maintaining the best possible playing conditions. And Dr. Thompson, that's a very key phrase right there, maintaining the best possible playing conditions. Of course, everybody's for saving water and everybody's for conservation, but as golfers, we're kind of spoiled too. We see the professional tours playing TPC Sawgrass, Augusta National coming up here in a few weeks, Pebble Beach, of course. And we, of course, the courses most people play aren't as good as them, but nobody likes to play a golf course with brown patches in the fairway or dirt in the fairway. We'll talk about the balancing act that you guys are doing to save water yet maintain the best possible playing conditions for golfers.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question and acknowledgement, Jay. And And we've been kind of bullish, or we've been very bullish about that from the beginning, that this is not about turning off water conservation on golf courses. Is not about ceasing irrigation, because you know you won't have a golf course, and so, and certainly not one that's fun to play, and so it is a balancing act. And there's, as we see it, you know, there's the first thing is always to recognize that golf courses can't be put in a box, right? There's not one recipe or approach for anything, especially irrigation management, that every golf course can use successfully. And that's, yes, because there's different realities around water availability and quality. There's different environments that golf courses are grown in. But there's also differences in resources among golf courses, and there's different expectations and goals among golf courses. And so really anything we do, but again, especially with water, is what are the goals of that facility? What are their expectations? And then you try to match those expectations with different strategies. And so if you're trying to reduce water use, the first thing is always, in my mind and in our mind, let's make sure we're irrigating only the footprint on the golf course that is necessary for play, right? Whatever that means for your golf course. And so once we get that, that's obviously an easy way to use less water. Only irrigate what you need. And then after that, it's make sure that the plant materials, not just turf, but also trees and other things that might replace turf, make sure they're water using and they're well adapted, or low water using and well adapted to the climate where your golf course is. And just something like adopting a warm season grass, like people might be familiar with Bermuda grass or Zoysia grass. Those types of grasses, just because of the way they grow and the duration of the year they grow, use at least 25% less water than a cool season grass, a bank grass or a Kentucky bluegrass people might be familiar with. Now that's in like the transition region and further south. That's like an easy kind of change to think about to really start using less water. When you get further north, there still are things you can do to use more drought-tolerant cool season grasses. So I'm not trying to make those cool season grasses an enemy, but it's just having that awareness and picking something that is as drought resistant as possible. And then after that, it's just like you're building a cake here of what's the next layer that we can take in our journey to only use the amount of water we need. And it's making sure we water only when needed, only how much is needed, so that we don't have, you know, wet conditions aren't fun to play in, and neither are overly dry conditions. So again, that's another area where it's not just about using less water. It's about finding the right amount of water for play and for plant health. And so we recommend using things like soil moisture sensors and other technologies to monitor how soil is drying, so you can predict when you're going to need to apply water. And then after that, it's making sure we apply all the water where we want. And golf courses have very intricate irrigation systems that they need maintained. And you can certainly get more out of them if they are well kept, and if you do some of these things to optimize them, like using individual head controls, so you can only turn on one irrigation head instead of four when you just want to water that one small area. And so there's all these things that can be done to make just applying the water more precise. And so all these things are additive, right? When you start using one or more of these strategies, you're going to save more water. And again, I think just going into it with that mindset, it's very, very possible for many, if not most, golf courses to use less water just by applying some of these technologies and not miss out on playing conditions, right?
Yeah, that's a great approach. And of course, you got the geographical thing too, where courses out here in the West, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, water is crucial and has been for many, many years. And then you got other parts of the country, say back east, where the water is plentiful. So you're not taking a one size fits all approach, are you?
Absolutely. And you know, you're exactly right. Where we need the water the most is where it's the least available and where the quality is the poorest, in the Southwest. And so in the Southwest and also in the Southeast, there's been more adoption of recycled wastewater. And so that's a way to increase water availability by using treating, you know, wastewater and then reusing it for irrigation. Now competition for that type of water is increasing as cities grow and we get like direct potable reuse and initiatives like that in some large cities, especially in the Southwest. And so that just adds another layer to, again, what you're talking about, the regional differences. It's not just that more water is required for a golf course in a dry Southwestern climate. It's that the water isn't as available, and the quality of the water you have available might not be very good. And so that brings in other challenges. And so it's we often talk about this. If you know, there's 14,000 somewhat golf courses in the U.S. If we intended to write a recipe for golf course irrigation in the U.S., we would have to write 14,000 recipes. So
yeah.
So we really need to trust superintendents and decision makers at facilities and know that they're interested in this as well, right? And they're motivated to do the very best they can. And what our role is one, to acknowledge that, meet them where they are, and say, hey, you know what, in this playbook, you've probably considered or maybe even adopted some of these things, but I bet there's something else in here that you can use, and let us show you the benefits before you invest money in trying it out.
The USGA currently has 47 ongoing projects that advance water conservation. So even though the water conservation playbook might be something new, the efforts that you're doing at the USGA to assist in water conservation are not. Some of those projects include research on topics such as irrigation, drought resistance grass, reducing irrigated acreage, mitigating water quality challenges, and subsurface drip innovation. We could go on talking about this forever, but if you would like more information or a copy of the playbook, the free digital water playbook can be downloaded at usga.org/water. usga.org/water. Dr. Cole Thompson, USGA Green Section, has been our guest today. Dr. Thompson, thank you so much for what you're doing, and thank you for joining us today on TD Green.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great day.
All right. We'll have to get you back someday and continue the discussion. Dr. Cole Thompson, United States Golf Association. We'll be right back.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Talking golf. That's what we do 52 weeks a year here on Tee to Green, and we love it. I'm Jay Ritchie, and our next guest standing by ready to go. I got a chance last night to be a celebrity bartender thanks to our next guest, Gary Adler. Gary's with the Pro Players Association. It's a nonprofit based here in Colorado, a nonprofit that raises money for charitable causes. They do it in a lot of ways. They have festivals, they have auctions, they have car shows, concerts, and they also have celebrity golf tournaments. And last night was a fundraiser for the Pro Players Association at the Pines Bar in Castle Pines, Colorado, not too far from Castle Pines Golf Course, one of the top golf courses in the state and in the country, where the used to play the International for a number of years, and they had the BMW Championship there last summer. But Gary is the president and the CEO, and he's on the line with us right now to talk about the Pro Players Association. Gary, how you doing?
I'm great, Jay, and thank you very much. Good morning, and thank you very much for coming out last night. We really appreciated your expertise behind the bar.
I found out, the main thing I found out, Gary, was that I am not cut out to be a bartender. So, but it was fun. I'm better off on the other side of the bar, stepping up to the bar. which I have. Which, like a lot of people, I have plenty of experience with. But I'll tell you what, it really did give me, and thanks to Cody and Bianca, who were the two actual real bartenders who kind of guided me and the other celebrity bartenders through it, it did give me an appreciation for bartenders and what they do and just how difficult that job is. My goodness, I was surprised.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks. There's quite a bit behind it, and a lot of education that they go through, and certainly our celebrity bartenders learn a lot, and next time will be even better.
And I also some of the other celebrity bartenders were very interesting people too, especially Ruben Gonzalez, four-time Olympic. He's in the luge competition. They're the guys that get on these tiny little sleds and they slide down the track at like 80, 90 miles per hour. What an interesting guy. And I found out a lot of things about luge that I didn't know also from Ruben.
Yeah, and he's going for his fifth. And if he gets into the Olympic event this upcoming winter, in 26, I guess it is, he would have been the eldest to compete in the Winter Olympics ever.
That's right. Yeah, what an amazing guy. What a great story that he had to tell last night. He's a pretty fascinating guy, as were all the guys. You had some ex-Denver Broncos, you had some former Colorado Rockies, and you had heavyweight professional boxer, all guys from the Colorado area here that you kind of coddled together to come up with this great idea, the Pro Players Association, to help people in their fundraisers for charitable events. And one of the, as I mentioned, one of the things you do is celebrity golf tournaments. So what's this to like for 2025 here, and what do you got coming up?
Well, we have one coming up on Monday, June 9th at the Applewood Golf Club in Golden, Colorado. And it's a benefit for multiple myeloma cancer research. And it's called the Babe Pirelli Memorial Celebrity Charity Golf Classic. Babe Pirelli was the backup quarterback to Joe Namath on the New York Jets back in the 60s when they played Super Bowl III. And those who may recall that Super Bowl, Namath got hurt, and they brought Babe in, and he really finished off the game and won that. They brought Namath back in kind of for posterity, but Babe was really the hero of that event, that Super Bowl. He went on to
the old AFC days. Yeah, the old days of the AFC.
And he went on to become the coach for Craig Morton at the Denver Broncos, quarterback's coach. And then he also established the Dynamite, the Denver Dynamite, which was Arena League football here in the old days.
Wow.
He passed away about 8 years ago, and he was a big part of Pro Players Association. He was a charter member and a mentor to me and others, and we miss him dearly and wanted to do this in his memory.
So what, when you say wanted to do this, what exactly do you do at the Pro Players Association to put on an event like this?
Well, we have several volunteers, as well as the celebrities that are members, who organize events like this. And we present these to the public. They're open to the public. In this case, the golf tournament, June 9th at Applewood, is open to the public. And they can go on Facebook and find us, or proplayersassociation.org/tournaments, and they'll find all the information regarding this, including more on the Multiple Myeloma Cancer Research Foundation, who we're supporting. And it's a great opportunity because this is a special tournament. It's a fivesome. So the fifth player, being a celebrity captain, is assigned to each team of four. And it's so much fun. It's the best fun you'll ever have on a golf course.
Yeah, I've played in a couple of events years ago where we had celebrity ex-athletes on our teams, and there's just something about not only are they pretty good golfers, but they're pretty interesting people. They have great stories to tell. Where did you come up with this idea to incorporate celebrity golfers, ex-athletes, ex-pros into golf?
Well, I started out many years ago doing fundraising efforts, and I was the director of the NFL Alumni Association Rocky Mountain Chapter, which is five states wide, for several years. And we did a huge tournament back in 2002 out of Murphy Creek here in Aurora, Colorado, which was extremely successful for our first go-around. We raised $250,000 for local charities, and it was just a blast. Everybody had a great time. We had 36 celebrities on 36 teams that came in from all over the country, several Hall of Famers. And it was, for them, it was like a reunion of a bunch of old buddies who hadn't seen each other maybe 30 years or so. And they had a blast. And everyone who participated had a great time spending a day on the course. And at the dinner restaurant, we had a cocktail hour. It was a great opportunity to hang out with maybe one of your boyhood sports heroes, which you just can't do every day. Unless you know one of these guys, you can't call up and say, hey, let's go do a round, right? So it's a special opportunity, and it was so successful, we decided to continue doing these and have done so just about every year. We also assist other charities who have established golf tournaments with celebrities to help upscale their marketing program and raise their bottom line in fundraising.
You've been doing it long enough now. Do you kind of have a stable of guys that you call whenever you're having one of these celebrity events?
Well, you say stable, so yes, there would be the Broncos in the stable.
Okay, yeah. I didn't necessarily, that's not where I was going, but way to jump on that. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the Bronco alumni, and you're trying to get some of the younger crew in as well. NFL alumni members here in the state that live locally are involved, and then because we are the Pro Players Association, we include those folks who are retired professional athletes, media, and entertainment personalities all. So a lot of the media folks, especially sports related, will come out and participate like yourself and be a celebrity on the course. And it's great fun, great fun. And for a super cause. You know, we need to knock out this cancer somehow. So many of us have been affected personally and in our families and friends. It's time. We've got to find a cure for this thing.
Gary Adler with the Pro Players Association is our guest today on Tee to Green. Besides the golf itself, you do some other things, like you have auctions, you have silent auctions, you have sports memorabilia and photographs and autographs and things like that. So it's not just the golf, the event or the golf itself, is it?
No, not at all. In fact, last night, as you know, we were putting on a silent auction, which is online, and it is still open. Anyone can go in and sign up and bid on some great items, and they can find it at 32, the number 32, auctions.com/pines, P-I-N-E-S. And it's a live auction right now online. It ends this Monday at 12 noon. And there's some awesome opportunities. And we do one of these with all of our events. In this case, there's, for example, you have an opportunity to purchase a foursome that will lead to a fivesome in this particular tournament on June 9th. The opening bid is $650. The actual cost is $1,000. So you could go in and get a great deal on a foursome for the Bay Pirelli Memorial. Plus, there's lots of other stuff. We have a Jalen Hurts autographed jersey, Josh Allen autographed football, a Nate McKinnon Avalanche jersey that's autographed. We even have some other specialties like a trip for an African safari. Just a variety of things. And for those local in Colorado, there's a bunch of merchandise such as gift cards for local merchants and restaurants, favorite restaurants in the area in Colorado Front Range that people can purchase. And it's a tax-deductible donation to help find the cure for cancer.
You can get your hands on items for your fundraiser without the hassle of begging and pleading for donations from local merchants. The Pro Players Association offers nonprofits an opportunity to access valuable collectibles, fine art, sports equipment, consumer electronics, and special opportunities, and a chance to play a round of golf to raise money for a charity with maybe your favorite NFL player, NBA player, Olympian, baseball player, and it goes on and on and on. Great work from our guest, Gary Adler, the president and CEO of the Pro Players Association. Gary, thanks so much for what you do, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for giving me a chance to be a celebrity bartender last night.
Well, we really appreciate it, Jay, and thank you for giving us this opportunity. Again,
anytime.
Check out ProPlayersAssociation.org/tournament. Thank you, Jeff.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was.
Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, not done yet. Kind of hate talking about things like this, but golf lost another major contributor this past week when Dave Pelz passed away at his home in Texas, a former NASA scientist who turned golf researcher. Pelz revolutionized how the game is taught, played, and understood, especially in putting and the short game. He was among the first to scientifically study golf and identify the short game as a primary factor in scoring. His research led to the discovery that nearly 80% of shots lost to par happened within 100 yards of the hole. That changed how pros prepare for competition. His expertise in wedge play helped Phil Mickelson refine his short game. We know how that turned out. Other notables he worked with were Tom Kite, Lee Jansen, Beth Daniels, Steve Elkington, Vijay Singh, Payne Stewart, and many, many more. Collectively, his students won over 20 major championships. Pelz's creativity also led to numerous inventions and training aids, which continue to be used around the world. In fact, Dave Pelz was granted some 20 patents related to golf equipment and golf training. Dave Pelz deeply committed to helping everyday golfers as well. The Dave Pelz Scoring Game schools have taught thousands throughout the country and around the world. As an author, he reached millions more with books such as the Dave Pelz Putting Bible. He was an instructor on the staff at Golf Magazine, and for 15 years, he hosted the Dave Pelz Golf Show on the Golf Channel. In 1996, he founded the World Putting Championships, allowing any pros or amateur to compete for the title of Best Putter on Earth. He was also a guest many years ago on this show.
We regret we never got him back on two or three more times. Dave Pelz was 85 years old. Our thanks to Dr. Cole Thompson from the USGA's Green Section for joining us today, and to Gary Adler for the Pro Players Association. Thanks to Robert Jacozzi in Master Control. And thank you for joining us. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.